Remember the marathon runner? The whistle went, he runs, doesn't he? And he runs and he's focused and he keeps running. And when it gets hard, he pushes through it. And he pushes through it. When he gets to the winning line, he faints because he's that rooted. That's what we're going to do. Right? Like the boxer. We fight one more round. We get knocked down, we get up. We fight one more round.
Oh, I see what you're talking about.
I enjoyed it too.
Remember his mum said if you're going to do it properly.
So that's what losing, that's what losing's like. I'd forgotten to feel it. Everyone is a giant. All of you, 20,000, 20 plus thousand. How many were there, Sparrow?
20 at the
23,000.
No, 20 at the game, but I thought you were talking about members. But yeah, 20,000 at the Beanstalk.
All right, look, obviously losing sucks and we're going to get there, and I'm going to introduce, this is Never Surrender by the Squinners. It's the Giants' only AFL fan-made podcast. We are unauthorized, uninformed, and always unfiltered. With me, as always this year, is Sparrow, who's on the other side.
Good evening, gents.
Excellent nod. Works well in podcasting. And the Viking King, Radnor Lothbrok, how are you, mate? Coming off a loss, okay?
Yeah, not too bad.
You have done some amazing musical work, which we will get to later on in the pod. But I think, and I mean, look, Sparrow, you've known me since we youngsters, you know, giantlings, very many, many, many years ago, in the very fresh days at university. And you know that there's no one more than me, your old mate Needles, who enjoys other people being the center of attention and having glory and being successful. There's no one who's happier for that to happen to other people. And I'm the last person anyone would say, any giant would say, that the Needles that they know is the last person to make it all about him.
No.
But, Ragnar, here's a story for you. It's about me. Back in the olden days, in the early days, and sort of every sort of up to this season, there's been a bit of a trope of it. Whenever I'd start watching the Giants on telly, they'd go shit, or they'd kick a goal, or they wouldn't win, you know, to the point where I'd flick it on, they'd go crap, and the boys would be saying, Needles, just turn it off. Like, Needles, get away from the television. You aren't helping. Because I'm not religious, but the universe knows when I watch. Like, it knows when I watch. And sort of that kind of thing, I'd forgotten that the universe hates me in this respect, my Giants TV watching bit. And I sort of just thought that was me just being a sook, you know, that I'm not the tough guy I thought it was. And I was just like, oh, I just hate watching it. I just don't like watching it, you know. It's because of, but this game against the Swans, I muscled up. Like, I found the cojones, the huevos. I spent the first quarter doing the dishwashing and peeking around the corner. It was an amazing game. Goal for goal. It's all good. I was like, all right, this is it.
Arm wrestle.
I'm in. Here we go, boys. I'm just going to watch. I came in, I finished, I put the last plate in the dishwasher. I went round, I sat on the big couch, and Jesse Hogan, apparently, because I didn't see it, Jesse Hogan had kicked the goal to put us ahead in the first minute of the second quarter. Within 30 seconds of me turning on the television, the Swans went right down the ground and kicked a goal, and that 30 seconds was the last time that the Giants led for the entire game. The Swans went out the back in this an amazing 9-11 goal straight. Errol Goulden and Isaac Heaney kicked a couple of screamers. We missed a few from in front. Snooze, what the fuck? So it's actually, that's why I don't watch, because we lose when we watch. So it's not because I'm a sook.
Thank you, Needles.
I'm putting myself through it because it's unreal. We were winning. I started watching. We didn't.
We lose.
End of.
Hey, well, you've proven your it was somewhat of a theory. I mean,
It's evidence-based.
There's science to it. You know, I was holding a forum in the members bar at three-quarter time, and we were scratching our heads going, the boys have turned up. They started well. There was a good arm wrestle. What has changed? Is it the weather? Is it the crowd? Is it too many Swans here? No, I said, it's my mate Needles. He's released himself from the bathroom. He's got the TV on and he's to blame. So thank you, Needles.
Unreal. But the reason we came back in the second, the third and the fourth quarter, because I went for a cycle. I went for a hate pedal because I couldn't fucking deal with this bullshit.
Hate peloton.
Yeah, just watching, funnily enough, I was watching Vikings.
That's incredible. That is incredible. I mean, I used to do a similar thing when I was doing my tipping. I'd never tip Richmond when I was a Richmond supporter. I'd always tip against Richmond.
Yeah. But that's called an emotional hedge.
Yeah,
that's different. Everyone does that.
It is. But I think you just need to stick it out. You just need to say, right, for the next 3 weeks, I'm just going to sit down and the Giants are just going to have to deal with this and see what happens.
It's not the Giants. It's the universe. The Giants do their best, but the universe just goes, well, you get fucked, Needles. Suck on this, sunshine.
We told you. But,
so anyway, so that's the little bit. And I apologize to every fan of Never Surrender by the Squinters who had to sit through that little bit of mea culpa, but also every Giants fan who was watching with and participation on Saturday night, which was a good game of football. Well, we didn't get the W. Apologies about that. That was on me. The boys were
on you.
They weren't rock solid, but they were pretty strong. They kicked well. They dominated the game. And Sydney were on a ridiculous tear of kicking lots of goals. Well, let's come to that later. Because the big news, and here's, do we put in the song now?
Yeah. Yeah, go on, hit it.
Hello, Harry, my old friend. Tagged you in post again. 'Cause a murmur softly creeping keeps appearing in Barrett's writing. And the nightmare that was planted in our brains still remains without the signing. Of Harry and restless dreams I've watched alone. Out they ran in their charcoal, neath the bright lights of the beanstalk. Turn my eyes toward the back line. My eyes were stabbed by the absence of a thaw-like sight. An awful blight without the sight of Harry. Then against the Swans I saw, silhouette resembling Thor. Fans cheering without believing, Huddle calling with his jaw dropping, Squinters crying tears that sadness never could, 'cause no one would believe the sight of Harry. Said he, you do not know my belief in this team grows. Listen to Kingsley and he will teach you. Take Toby's lead and he will lead you. Words like gospel that's been etched in stone. He's our backbone, lead us to flag. Glory. The Orange Army bowed and prayed. Harry Himmelberg they praised. The opposition failed scoring, 'cause Harry was intercepting. Headline said that giant marks with no flow kicks a score. God bless the signing.
That was, this is the first quarter. That was the first quarter. We've just started off with one of Ragnar's greats. It's already greats. Maybe that's the number one on the album. What did you title it? I couldn't quite. What are we titling? The Sound of Himmel. Himmel's heaven in German. So Heaven Castle is good.
The Signing of Harry, isn't it?
Yeah, something like that. I mean, To be honest, I don't feel it was my strongest work, but if you guys are happy with it, then...
Mate, if that's not your strongest work, like, that's great. If that's your shit ones, you know.
That's sweet. Not B-side. That is not going on the B-side.
You'll be fine. But that is the first quarter. And that's how we've opened the first quarter, with the fact that, I mean, he makes good songs, but his prognostications are bin fire, Ragnar. Himmelberg signed for 6 years. Explain yourself, young man.
I'm just going to take a bit of credit there first, because it was... Young Spaz, who did say, Harry, Harry, we're going out for dinner. We're going to Chinese, mate.
Mr. Wong.
You don't need $1 million a year to live in this city. Just take six or seven. That's fine. And you have another.
Take six or seven to move to Greystanes.
Have another dim sim. There you go, boy. Six more years. Good fella. So, explain yourself.
Yeah, I've got a couple of things to add. Firstly, I didn't write the lyrics to that one. That was the Big Sparrow himself. And so
look at that. Yeah, of course. Yeah. It's our first. What's that one where it's, what do you do it? It's a duet.
Sparrow soliloquy.
Almost a duet.
Yeah. No.
You did well,
awesome
mate.
Awesome work. Sparrow. And,
in which case, it definitely wasn't your strongest one. No, that's probably fair. Yeah.
And the other thing I must add, I'm pretty sure early on in my podcast history, I did give Himmelberg a bit of a bake as well. And it might have even been in an email that I sent to the Squinters a while back. So I'm probably going to...
Actually, what I'll do is I'll find that in the files, in the orange files, and read it out at the end of the pod.
I think my best work was actually my first time I wrote into you guys was about... Tomlinson, Adam Tomlinson, and wasn't long after, and the Giants pissed him off, and now he can't even get a game for the D's.
Well, but you have put a bullet in Lachie Ash this year and Harry Himmelberg, and there's 8 years combined between them on the sign, isn't there?
What about Callum Brown? I reckon he re-signed as well.
Two
years there,
but you haven't turfed it out yet.
Callum Brown,
you gave him a bake, but you didn't say we should get rid or he's going.
Yeah,
I mean, it's good news. Himmelberg's a bit of an icon.
You know what's good about Ragnar being completely wrong about Himmelberg is he's going to be completely wrong about Desi Haynes going to Hawthorn as well, because that has put some shockwaves.
In your run sheet, you've written in caps, no more rumour mongering rags.
That really stirred.
Isn't Ragnar like, or Magnus Hairy Breeches, Rags the rumor monger? Ragnar the rumor monger. Like, that's a decent Viking name.
Was that rumor filtering through the bar when you were up there on Saturday night?
There was a bar fight. There was a bloke throwing stools at me saying, you're the one producing this crap about bloody Desi going to Hawthorn. I said, it's on me, it's Rags. Put your face up. But yeah, no, I copped a bit of shit. No, but Coco was deeply hurt, and rightly so. Desi's been one of the OGs there from the start. Obviously, did it tough to get to 200 games. Not tough, but it wasn't smooth sailing all along for Desi. And I actually met his mother at the down to the grand final in the Giants pub. Lovely lady. And yeah, Desi's one of the favourites in the community for sure. So good thing you've put the rumour out that he's going to Hawks, and that won't be happening. Thank you, Ragnar.
It was signed on for another nine years or something.
But what do you think that means for, I don't know, whatever you thought it meant, him signing the wage and all that sort of bit?
Yeah, I think, well, I still think Haynes is going to ship off and leave. Yeah, because we've got so many intercepting defenders. We've got Himmelberg, who Kingsley just wants to sit there. Lecalier, who's the next sort of in waiting, as well as Cam Fleeton. So, I mean, we can't really have three.
Cam Fleeton's not, he's not that style of defender. He's not as tall and more
Haynes
like.
Haynes is playing on the wing now.
I know.
And a bit up forward as well.
But also, 200 games. What a champ. And that was a good goal that he kicked from the sideline. That was the only goal we got in the second quarter.
Great goal. Yeah. Great goal, yeah. Nah. Not easy.
No. Why have you said Battle of the Bridge naming issues? Is that because it's a
shit okay. Name? Let's just... No. This is what I don't understand. I thought that was one of Sheedy's great ideas.
Actually,
the Battle of Anzac Bridge.
Round of applause for Des Haynes. 200 games.
Yeah, bravo, Desi. That was a solid 200. Now, yeah, Battle of the Bridge... Yeah, I never realised Battle of the Bridge was a hated name. I thought it's a great name. I think Sheeds came up with it. Obviously, Anzac Bridge being the unofficial where we start to go west, and all the promo shots are done in down at Roselle, is it?
Roselle Park.
Yeah. Roselle Park in front of that bridge. When Mumford was traded, obviously the big photo shoot was done in front of that. I thought Battle of the Bridge works for me, but apparently a lot of people hate it, so... I just wanted to get your boys' thoughts on the needles. You obviously don't like it, but explain yourself.
No, I don't mind it, but I can't think of a better one. It doesn't. It's kind of a little bit naff, but I can't necessarily think of a better one. If you need one, how about Giants versus Swans?
Battle of Birkenhead Point sort of was a bit niche, I thought, for the Victorian media. So
probably.
I thought Battle of the Bridge is easy enough, and if they want to think it's Harbour Bridge, that's fine. But it's actually Anzac Bridge. And maybe we could put some flags on there next time we do the
M4 Fury.
So, okay, we've resolved that. We're happy to keep that. I had another issue of the week before we get too deep. Reed Watch, I don't know if you blokes saw it, but it took an absolute hanger playing for the Bombers on the weekend. And all chips are in for me on Reed.
Oh, wow.
Just on one mark.
No, well, Andy's mates with Gilby. Andy's a bloody good footballer. And he reminds me of Toby Green in his mannerisms. And I think he's going to be awesome. And we need some people who can get the pill out of the middle.
Yeah, I mean, I still don't think we've got the capital to be able to get him, to be able to trade up and get him, unless we trade our first rounder for next year. So if we trade, and that's going to be three first rounders. So say if we finish eighth this year and we get knocked out first week of the finals, that'll give us pick 10.
Yeah.
Say we get pick 7 from the Tigers plus our first rounder for next year. That's three picks, probably, I don't know, 7, 10 and 18, because we'll win the flag next year. But so I can't see the Giants going that hard. I can't see it happening.
I can see it tempting for West Coast, but if they did bundle that, what you said together, because so it was 7-10 and I don't know, 10 again.
Future first, 18.
I don't have an opinion. I don't have enough time to spend down in the bowels of the dark trade web chat. But both of you sound very interesting. I wonder what will happen.
I'm still sold on him. I think that's all for. Oh, yeah, member record last week.
Yeah,
past 32,000. Don't know what that means. I guess we're still growing. That's good.
Yeah.
There certainly weren't 32,000 out there at the game. Would like to see a few more fans.
Does a record start every year?
No.
Like, every year, do you start at zero?
No, because you get members like moi just rolling over.
Right.
So they would have a base number that just continually rolls over, and then you probably just got people that only sign up for the year or whatever.
So you were, okay. Same quarter. Were you in the members area at the game? You were our man at the beanstalk, climbing the beanstalk. That actually, that evocative photo you've seen of yourself walking towards the shining stadium on the hill. That was lovely. Yeah. What was it like?
Oh.
Bit of sound. There was some people in the crowd, more people than chairs.
only just got my voice back, boys. I was very, very hoarse for quite a while. We were going nuts. I had the best seat I've ever had, actually. It was out in the members, back row, so no one behind me coughing COVID on me. And
were you wearing your skin-tight black jersey, your charcoal jersey?
I was wearing my skin-tight orange jersey. Oh, okay. Got a bit cool. I did have to put a shirt on a bit later. And great atmosphere. Probably someone was asking, was there more Swannies? I reckon we had the balance, the squinters. Yeah, great atmosphere. Don't like the late games. Not ideal when you're trekking all the way from where I'm coming from. I would prefer the 4:30. But yeah, 7:30 game. That was nice. We had a bit of rain, as you would have seen on the on the TV. That obviously the guys down in the lower sections copped it. But we were nice and cozy. I mean, it was awesome. And below where we were the players. So I got to run into Fahi.
Yeah, you mentioned that.
Fahi. Good to have a chat. Josh, good to have a chat with him.
Did he have his long sleeves on?
He did, actually. Long sleeve jumper.
Good.
said they got absolutely whack in the
they did by 70 points.
Yeah, which he didn't enjoy. He apparently played well, but...
Just playing host just for a moment, and thank you very much for setting the scene. That was tremendous. How about the game?
The game. Well, I actually recorded a little spiel coming home.
Oh, well, the run has come to an end against the old nemesis, the Swannies, the South Melbourne Swannies.
Nice.
Giving it to the Canberra Giants. Well, yeah, look, they made the most of their opportunities. I thought we had, obviously, we had the possession, we had territory, and we looked good. We just couldn't capitalise on all the ball we had. And they did. When they were in their forward 50, they would snag a goal, not miss. Very few behinds for the Swannies, a lot of behinds for us. And you know what they say, bad kicking is bad football. So certainly one of those games. And once they got in front, the Swannies, it became very hard in the second half with that rain to hang on to the peel, get good, clean scoring chains coming through the middle of the field, through the corridor. Wasn't happening. And we were slipping off tackles too, which didn't help. Toby Tax was real. Man, he got the rough rub of the green quite a few times. So that was disappointing. Yeah, Errol Goulden, freak. He was awesome. I noticed Parker Moore in the second half. Once it got more of a wrestle, didn't notice him too much in the first. Love seeing our boys live, who stood out. I mean, Snooze, he was amazing. Toby's always amazing. Toby Green, obviously. Foot sanitizer, I mean, certainly noticed his presence in the guts. One of the, he did make an error in the, might have been the second quarter that led to maybe a Heaney goal. That was a moment he'd like to take back, I'm sure, but good to have his presence in the midfield again. Cogs was great, Kelly was great, Wardy amazing, Briggsy solid. Hoax looked good again in the forward line. Tough night for the forwards, obviously taking marks with the slippery pill. Rickers, man, he's got a lift. I thought he was hesitant. It just wasn't a force. Wasn't a dominating presence. Wasn't crashing packs, which I'd love to see him do. So that's something he needs to work on. Oh, Desi. Great to see Desi Haynes kick a goal in his 200th. Thought he played really well. Himmelberg too, after his big signing during the week, I thought he was pretty solid. So yeah, disappointing night, but it's not the end of the world. We will come back and hopefully get it done in Adelaide. Port Adelaide obviously on a bit of a slump at the moment, so a few injuries there. Hopefully we can add to their woes next weekend.
Yeah, we blew our opportunities, they didn't.
They didn't have many opportunities. They took them all. We had lots. It was a little bit like old school where we were getting done out the back.
Yeah, they were getting done out the back, and they nailed every opportunity, and we couldn't nail ours.
We got sucked out.
And yeah, once it started raining, it was just hard to play good, clean footy that we could score quickly off.
Mind you, at the start of the season, they were hammering us all game and we won by a point. So, I mean, it's footy.
I've got some stats for you.
Roll it in.
All right. So,
and then I've got a bone to pick.
Ooh. Wow. Okay. Yeah. All right. So, the derby early in the year, we kicked 17 goals, 5, 107.
Mm-hmm.
And they kicked 16 goals, 10, 106. So, we had 22 scoring shots to their 26. This game here, we kicked 12 goals, 13, 85, and they kicked 15 goals, 6, 96 for 23 shots versus 21 shots, 25 shots versus 21 shots. So combining the two together, we've kicked 29 goals, 18, and they've kicked 31 goals, 16, and we've both had 27 shots over the two games.
That's the best.
So
that actually, yeah. That stat, that goes mainstream.
That's a new segment.
Fascinating.
You like that? And
Hang on. Can we name this segment? This needs a name. Ragnar's.
Yeah, Ragnar's Maths.
Ragnar's Maths. No Bakes Maths.
Yeah. Excel sheets and algorithms.
A couple other things, just backing up what you were saying, Needles, we dominated. Inside 50s, we won 68 to 54, won by 14. Disposals, we won 377 to 339. Clearances, we even won 40 to 37. Centre clearances, we won 15 to 13. Contested possessions, we won 157 to 141.
Mostly Tom Green.
And even 1% as we won 79 to 70. So we pretty much smacked them all over the park.
Yeah.
But we just couldn't convert.
Yeah.
And, I understand the Poms in the Ashes were claiming it as a moral victory, even though they retained it. I get it. Like, we had the moral victory, even though we didn't win.
Totally.
Moral victory. That was definitely, I've never seen a more moral victory.
That was exactly what came to my head when I was writing these stats down. I'm like, I feel like the Poms.
Yeah,
absolutely. This is what it's like to be English.
I feel like I'm Kevin Peterson.
Yeah. Did you guys
see some footage of Joe Root?
Did you listen to Kingers after the game? I didn't catch the full interview, but I got a sense that he wasn't overly disappointed. He said something like, you know, we'll get the ball in, but just couldn't make the most of the opportunities. Plenty of inside 50s.
Which comes to my bone of picking.
Go.
Is someone with the team psychologist working with Jesse to make it all right for him to have a kick at goal? Because I've never seen a full forward more disinterested or scared of having a kick at goal than that guy.
Unless it's on the side.
Yeah, no, that's fine. Like, everyone can snap it from a shot. That's the bit, because you're not thinking about it, right? But
yeah, exactly.
But that stutter, swerve out, stutter some more, swerve out, and just make a point. Like, that is that is chronic.
It's worrying.
It is worrying.
Our whole forward line. Because
Rico was nowhere. You tracked the shits. Rico didn't listen to your bait. He gave us donuts.
Don't even get me started on Riccardi. Like,
double bake him.
Aaron Francis, who was playing on him in the first half,
shoot him up.
Aaron Francis absolutely tore him to pieces. He would have taken, I don't know, 6 or 7 intercept marks directly on Riccardi, and he was just nothing. Riccardi's, I reckon he's kicked, 5 or 6 goals in the last 3 weeks, and 4 of them have been from the goal line, just getting handballs, Joe the Goose over the back. I'm going to say it, he's been pathetic. Oh, I can't deal with it. I'm so glad he got subbed out, and I think Sparrow, you need to get Cads back in the game, and Riccardi's out.
Well, he got three goals. I thought this would have been the perfect time to bring in Wade Dirksen, but he was quiet, unfortunately. Cadman
played well.
Our other, you know, he also doesn't like kicking for goals in seniors, mind you, Cadman. But he got 3 in a blurting.
I think Brown's got this issue too. Brown likes it more so on the run and from difficult angles.
Or from 60 metres away.
You know who doesn't mind it is Toby Green. Put some pressure on that kid.
Nick Haynes.
And?
Or Whitfield.
Nick Haynes. Cal Ward.
Cal Ward missed one, didn't he?
Kalani Vale. He loves it.
Lloyd.
Lloydie loves it. But yeah, no. I'm happy to take them under a little psych session and just talk to them about their demons and hopefully... Yeah.
Hey, guys, just relax. Send it home. Send it home.
I know you're anxious.
Go home, ball. Why don't you want to go home?
Can I just mention, special mention to Toby Green as well for kicking over 50 goals this year. I think he's up to 51 or 52 goals for the year, sitting fourth on the goal-kicking ladder. So pretty big effort from a, 184-centimetre key forward.
Well, and they were talking about it on the weekend, or actually not about Toby Green, about the Essendon bloke. who's Kyle Langford.
Langford, yeah.
And Kyle Langford's doing really well because, you know, he's kicked sort of X amount of goals and he's sort of fourth or sixth or seventh on the list. The only people in front of him are like the real key big forwards, like Taylor Walker and Charlie Curto and Toby.
Toby Green.
Toby Green plays, I mean, he plays big as well. Like, well, I mean, fuck off.
Yeah.
Spare me. That guy doing it.
Langford would have 2 inches. Langford would have 2 inches on Toby Green, I reckon, height-wise.
And the rest.
Yeah.
I tell you what, putting the Toby tribute, hallelujah, he's our skipper video together has been an absolute joy to go through the archives of Toby Green. Man, there's some good content there to look at.
This is going to be the pod where we either drop or provide the most mainstream. We're going to get famous now. Everyone's going to listen to his content because that is an amazing video.
Yeah, it is.
That you basically look at it and tear up. The images that you found to go with the music that you've sung is spectacular. Mm. And there's nothing like it on the whole internet, I don't think. And I can't wait to drop it, claim it as a third because somehow, because we're a team and teams always share all their stuff and all their creativity. But yeah, it's really good. It's going to be great when we put it out.
It's pretty exciting. Well, as my son said,
hey, they should really put it out. Well, yeah, I mean, that's a plan. No, but like put it on the internet, like on YouTube.
That's the plan.
That's also the plan, actually. Like Insta? Yeah, fuck, maybe Insta. Why TikTok. Not?
Gone everywhere. We're on TikTok now, so.
Oh, yeah, we are. But all those people who emailed us or wanted to find out, can it be found? No, it will be found, and it will have song, music you can download or share, and a video that you can watch it to. It's 2.5 minutes of Toby pleasure.
Just put it on loop. And play for the kids.
Put it on loop. Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Yeah. For the weekend.
Beautiful thing. Oh, maybe we won't need sponsors because we'll just have YouTube ads.
Oh, monetize.
That's a good segue. If anyone would like to sponsor the pod, Capital Brewery, shout out to you. Get in touch, admin@thesquinners.com. You might have a small real estate agent. You might be selling cars on Parramatta Road. Does the
Squinners Brewery want to see someone? Don't we have to send Dr. Nangs out there to represent us?
Yeah. They're keen.
Actually showed interest. So we haven't yet had the pleasure of drinking the Squinners beers from the Squinners Brewery. But when we would or do, we always will. The end. That's my superb ad read.
So get in touch. Also, love your reviews. I've been seeing a few pop up on Apple. They really help us do what we're doing. So yeah, give us ratings on Spotify, give us reviews on Apple.
Moral victory. Should have won, could have won. Tom Green, I just want to say again I think the fifth time I mentioned it, no one's bit 37 possessions, decent comeback.
Good comeback.
He's a solid player. Yep.
Kieran Briggs was good. I think Kieran Briggs is back.
Mm. Yeah.
He played really well. And Errol Goulden, someone said Errol Goulden is quite a good player.
Goulden is good. And who the fuck is Hayden McLean? I'd never fucking heard of that bloke. And he comes and kicks 4 against us.
He's a big boy.
He's a big truck who just trundles around. And yeah.
So I was like, is that Amati or is that fucking McDonald? Who is this bloke? And anyway, on the way home, yeah, looked him up. Hayden McLean, never heard of you. Rags, you got something you want to say?
Yeah, can I just say? Usually, you can look at the ladder and look at the team's percentage and see it gives a real reflection of where the teams are really at. And you look at our percentage; we're only at 101.6. We're the lowest in the top 8, and actually, 3 teams outside of the top 8 have a better percentage of us. So,
interesting.
In reality, we're probably the 11th or 12th best team in the comp, percentage wise.
Nothing like rags to talk us down.
But
shut up, man.
I think it's just being realistic about where we're actually at and
games into kids.
Yeah, we are getting games into kids. We have a lot of close games. we don't blow anyone out the park. But we don't get blown out of the park as well. So, yeah, it makes sense that our percentage is sitting at around even to 100.
Good point. And Needles, can you weave in Lawso's summary of our season or your prediction for our season?
Oh, no, the scrappy rebuilding year where we win a flag.
the scrappy rebuild, get some games in the youngsters and we win a flag. So we're still on track. Third quarter. That's the scrappy rebuild. get some games in the youngsters, and we win a flag. So we're still on track, still on track. Third quarter.
Right. Well, that was the game.
Yep.
We tried hard, but not quite. Well, I think we were good enough, but we weren't precise enough, and Sydney were absolutely precise.
Yeah, that was fucking crazy.
They're not going to make the finals. You heard it here first. Right.
Next week.
Upcoming game. Port Adelaide at Adelaide Oval, Sunday, 4:40 p.m.
Mm.
Outs. Stormzy Daniels.
Yeah.
Snooze Bedford. Who? Did anyone see when Bedford kicked the goal? He did the...
Yes.
He did the I'm going to sleep bit on his head. So it's just amazing.
It was beautiful.
It was wonderful.
It was beautiful. I don't think... who's the female commentator? She didn't
Kelly
quite...
Underwood.
Kelly didn't get it. She said, it's not time to go to sleep yet or something. Like, no, his name is Snooze. That's the joke. His name is Snooze.
I was actually watching this, the game with a mate who's a Sydney supporter, and you couldn't hear the commentary, and I was so thankful I didn't have to listen to her bang on all game.
Yeah, she's got a few people that aren't fans. Anyway, we've got Stormy. He's definitely out. They're not going to appeal that 1 week suspension. And Bedford, they are appealing. So first time in a fair while, we are actually appealing, which is good because hopefully we can take Bedford down there.
Let the tribunal roll over us. But don't we mostly save all our appeals for Toby? That's generally what we do. We save all our appeals for the one bit where he goes off the deep end.
You know, he's playing a little on the edge again. I've seen a few things in the last 2 weeks where he's just getting close to a little elbow in the eye or a digit in the ear canal or something, which is going to go a bit of flack.
It's funny you mentioned the appeals, and I immediately went to cricket. Imagine if each team had three appeals they could use throughout the year. And if they failed, they lose the review. But if they win, they keep it.
That's fourth quarter talk. That's good.
Mm.
It is not bad. Yeah. Are you not talking about the Port Adelaide game because we're worried, or you know, no. Finn Callahan? What was wrong with him? Why was he out?
He's been a bit sore for a few weeks, I think.
Has he?
Yeah. Mm. So, no, yeah, I didn't get what the exact injury was. Did you, Rags?
Nah, Kingsley did mention, Kingsley mentioned in the press conference that he'd been carrying something over the last couple of weeks. And
Cuffy. Cuffy tightness, I think, in the warmer.
He had a very light week on the track. Yeah, he didn't get through. So, yeah, Port Adelaide, I mean, we're the Adelaide Oval specialists, aren't we? So,
and we're playing away.
We love away games.
This should be an easy win, really.
Well, they're on a four-game losing streak, and
yeah,
is
cruel by injury and sickness. Are they getting anyone back? Do we know?
Yeah, I was trying to look up whether the other guy was coming, but so Darcy Byrne-Jones he was one of the two that were concussed, and they copped the big fine for Ali as well. Do you come back after? It's only a 1 week compulsory thing, isn't it, these days? For concussion.
Yeah, I think it's 10 days or 12 days or something like that. It was Lockie Jones and Alir.
Lockie Jones.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see what Port do there. They had a few outs sick as well before the Geelong game. They had a couple of late outs. Okay. So they played really well to stay with Geelong in Geelong and only go down by what, two goals. Their midfield is pretty good.
Got no ruckman.
Yeah, they've got a really young ruckman. He's only 18 or 19.
Yeah.
But Briggsy should tear him to pieces. Their back line is pretty undermanned.
Yep.
But their midfield and their forward line is pretty potent. So that's the issues we need to really address.
They've got two of the most exciting midfield. I love watching Zach Butters and
Connor Rosie.
They are just so fun to watch. They're just little, they're quick, like particularly Butters. He's just got zero respect for his body. Puts himself in positions where he's a bit like the guy from the Dogs, Liberatore. Just gets in there, gets the pill out somehow. And I love watching those two.
He's just kamikaze, and Rosie is a bit like Rosie is just poetry in motion. He's got a beautiful sidestep, and just he's so balanced, and he hits the scoreboard as well.
Can we stop talking about how good they are?
It's actually, it's a really interesting round because Carlton the fifth, 46, Bulldogs 44, St Kilda 44, Giants 44. That's the top eight. Geelong 42, Swans 42, Crows 40, Essendon 40. That's so
he's tight.
4 points between, well, 6 points between 12th and 5th, but the games are fascinating. Like, there's going to be a lot of movement. We play Port Adelaide. So, in a respect, Port Adelaide, if they lose, they'll be top four.
Yeah.
But Collingwood played Geelong, and like Geelong are playing Collingwood away, and Adelaide are playing Brisbane away. Swans are playing Gold Coast at the SCG.
Should tell them up.
Essendon are playing North Melbourne at North Melbourne.
They'll tell them up.
And St Kilda are playing Richmond.
Ooh, geez. I've got mixed emotions about that one.
And what's the other one? Bulldogs are playing Hawthorn. Like, none of those games there are sodas. The whole thing could flip.
Yeah, I think this season in particular has been one of the best years of AFL, like, so tightly contested, and you see with Collingwood and Port Adelaide, like they were the two leading teams for maybe the first 16 rounds, and they both started being hit with injuries and starting to lose games. So it's really opened it up.
Well, actually, and I say that now, but the top four, Melbourne, Brisbane and Port, are all on 56 points.
Yeah.
And
how they had the Pies, but like this is their year where they like have been, we've been, you know, wax lyrical about them all year. They've been beautiful to watch despite being the most hated team. And they're about to hit the finals, and their best player, Brownlow medalist, freak young kid in Dacos, is gone. I mean, to be a Pies fan must really hurt at the moment.
Well, no. I mean, I'd still prefer to be where they are than anywhere else. Like, you know. But actually, there's one game I missed out of that that's also a key. Is Melbourne versus Carlton? So
are we still in the third quarter or the fourth quarter? We sort of just drifted.
No, we're third quarter because this is predictions. We haven't made predictions. Anything could happen is my prediction. I can't wait to watch. Well, not watch, obviously. I can't wait to find out the results on Sunday evening.
Rags, what do you got? What's your prediction?
Predictions for this game. I normally go with something quite outlandish. Last week, I backed Riccardi to come off his bacon wing best on ground, and he ended up getting subbed out with 5 touches.
Yeah, went down like the Titanic.
He really sunk and hit that iceberg. I can't see Port losing this, to be honest, even though we are Adelaide Oval specialists. I think they've got too much firepower, and being at home, they're going to be desperate to win. I wouldn't be surprised if they get 3, 4, 5 players back this week into their team. They really need to win just to hold on to that consolidate that top four spot. Otherwise, Carlton's going to be breathing down their neck if they can have another win this week. And you look at Port's percentage is 108.5, so it's actually the 6th best percentage in the league. So looking at that, it's saying that Carlton are primed to come over the top of them. So I'm going to go with Port Adelaide.
I don't think Carlton beat Melbourne.
No, and I'm just pulling up the ladder. Isn't it too far out of reach for Carlton to pip them? So 46. Yeah, no, Carlton's not going to get in the four. I reckon we are the more desperate team for this game. Like, we have to win these last few games to get into the finals. Port are in the top four. They may or may not have that. Well, they're not going to have a home final for the first week, but they will have a home final. We have to win to make the final. So I reckon we're more desperate, and we are dangerous when we're desperate and backs against.
They might have a final for the first week, just to go back, because they're all on 56 points.
No, well, the 2, 3, and 4. Yeah.
Yeah.
I just reckon we're more desperate. But yeah, I mean, at home, tough. But problems down back for Port Adelaide. No ruckman, in a bit of a death spiral at the moment. So I'm backing us in for rebound. There you have it. My prediction by 30 points.
What say you, Needs?
Me? The universe. The universe. I'm not going to tell the universe. The universe can suck it.
One thing I will say, I'm backing Sammy Taylor to really bounce back after last week. I think he had four or five goals kicked on directly last week, and just he did save a couple of goals with fingers on balls. The octopus getting his tentacles out, but I haven't seen him beaten that badly for probably 3 years.
What's it going to do to his percentages?
Oh, he's blown
ones, and we lost thingy bobs, and the other ones with the thing.
Yeah, that's been thrown out, hasn't it? We're not bringing that up. I think Buckley got Buckley was on McLean too, so he'll probably be wanting to bounce back a bit. Fourth quarter. We do have some social activity to report on, but before we do that, I think we should probably announce, which we should have mentioned at the start of the pod, the prize winner for our exclusive first ever competition for spreading the good news of Never Surrender by the Squinders. We have the winner this evening is Nathan. Congratulations, Nathan, on Twitter. We love your photo of your young squinty, listening to the pod and had the big headphones on. Beautiful shot. And, mate, we'll be in touch and get you out some merch. You've got a delicious Giants hat and stubby holder coming your way.
Unbelievable. First ever winner. That will be mailed out to you in, I believe the phrase is, the fullness of time.
Hey, mate, I'm efficient. I'm efficient with admin tasks, as you know. So that will be coming to you this week. Congratulations.
Fantastic. Well, and well done to everyone sending in their submissions as well. Fantastic.
We got our inboxes were full.
We got flooded.
Gmail nearly crashed. So thank you for all the submissions. Mum did ask me, so how I want to enter the competition, but how do I, and you as well, Needles, how do I take a picture of myself listening to a podcast? Get creative, motherfuckers. Get creative.
Yeah.
You got a mirror?
Find your stuffed magpie and put it in front of your computer because you're a sicko.
It's a sparrow. It's a sparrow.
Is it? A sparrow, right.
Anyway, that was prize one. We're going to have another prize shortly. We just need a week off between admin, you know, sending all these prizes out. So maybe next week we will be having another competition. So stay tuned.
Maybe it'll be a pre-finals prize.
Well, we got the big prize. We got quite a stash of prizes, and it's not like we're cooking, you know, lamingtons and giving them away. These are legit merch, you know. This is, I won't say what it is, but it's fucking good.
And yeah, it is.
I can't cook lamingtons, but my grandma's raspberry fingers.
Mate, if you're not going to deliver them for the prizes, then don't bring them up. So unless you want to get baking, maybe next week we have.
We're not baking prizes.
Next week we'll have another competition. But anyway, congratulations, Nathan. That was awesome. Bit of activity on socials on Reddit. We had some good thoughts. Oh, yeah, someone was – so Long Beach Nez has just discovered us and said, great episode, guys. Impressed by the editing. I expected something with pretty low production value, but I was – but I was wrong. Keep it up, which I thought was positive. Thought it was supportive. Thought it was like, you know, well done, boys. That's awesome. Keep it up. And what was your reaction, Needles?
Oh, fury, outrage, contempt, scant regard.
The Long Beach Nez, I loved it, but Needles was a bit reactionary to that one when I fed it.
Expected low production values from us.
And if you haven't followed us on Instagram, do so. And TikTok, we're on TikTok.
Mate, that new video, I don't know if you mentioned the that video. I reckon if that goes on TikTok,
it's going everywhere.
We could blow up the internet.
It is going everywhere. So definitely TikTok, definitely Instagram, definitely Facebook, definitely YouTube. Wherever you get your Never Surrender content, you will be fed it like a juicy little morsel of Toby Green goodness.
Whether you want it or not.
And believe me, you want it and you're just looping it. It's fucking glorious.
We've already had the new song. We've got some vision.
What's the last couple of points we're going
to have?
Dusty to Gold Coast. I think it's just any other business.
Take it away.
Dusty, I do like throwing out a good conspiracy theory every episode. So this is one that I'm looking at. So Gold Coast have pick 5. That's going to get eaten up by their academy players, so they need to get rid of it. What I'm thinking they're going to do, they're going to send that to Richmond.
Mm.
Dusty's going to go to Gold Coast, but Richmond will pay a fair chunk of Dusty's salary because apparently he's on 1.5 next year because it was back ended, and so
that's a lot.
Hardwick, Dustin Martin, heading up to the Gold Coast. Get a lot of eyeballs on it. I think AFL will throw in a few dollars to ambassador role.
Do you want Dusty on the Gold Coast?
I don't, but I think that it's a possibility.
I wouldn't have thought Gold Coast and Dusty, not the team Gold Coast, but the place Gold Coast.
Well, certainly Dusty's dad would be a problem when he came to visit.
Yeah, that's interesting.
So I think that's a little possibility there. And the other one that I've put in there, as you know, news from the weekend, Nick Dacos has got a hairline fracture in his leg. And I reckon it's going to cost him a Brownlow because Bontempelli is coming home like a freight train. Mm. The only thing that could derail Bontempelli at the moment is Cal Ward, but he can't play him anymore throughout the rest of the year. So I think, and I'd be preferred if Bontempelli did take home the Brownlow. So
he hasn't won before, has he?
Never, no.
Yeah, he definitely deserved it. He's a freak of a player.
Yeah,
he got pipped. You know who pipped him for the fucking Rising Star? Someone no one would have a clue who is.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, the short little guy, Lewis Taylor.
Yeah, that's him.
Yeah, goal kicker. Yeah,
pipped Marcus Bontempelli.
Well, you know, judges can't be wrong. One of those things. I don't want Nick Dacos to win because he's too young and he's from Collingwood. But also, if he won, it would be the youngest person ever and the only person to win in their second year and all that kind of thing. That's kind of one of the things that won't ever happen again in our lifetime. It's your Maccabi Diva bit. Maybe you recognise the extraordinary when it comes along and go, oh, hands up, that's brilliant. I hope it happens.
Yeah, he's the Gary Ablett of this generation by all reports. Hopefully injury doesn't fuck it up. Gary Ablett Jr.
Righto. Ladies and gentlemen, also you might have noticed you didn't hear the howling wolf and the evil witch. Ragnar hasn't had a bake. Tell me if I'm wrong. Next week.
No, you are wrong. No, you are wrong because I thought Ragnar actually got his little ultra light and made it to the dressing sheds at three-quarter time.
Righto, fresh legs, keep the bloody, keep the engine going, keep the kettle boiling. Righto, boys, going. That's three. You know, we always know that our second half better than our first. We always knew that as the game progressed, we were going to get better. Fresh legs, we've done the work, haven't we?
Yeah.
And we've done it together. We're going to climb the mountain one more time, boys.
Enjoy it.
Climb the mountain one more time.
Pay the price.
We'll take whatever they want to dish up. Yeah. We'll take the wax in the head. We don't care. Over there's where it matters. Three gone, boys. One to go. Three gone, one to go. Let's climb the mountain again, eh?
Come on. Oh,
quarter by quarter, ball by ball. A game of footy's like building a house, isn't it? Brick by brick. A game of footy's won a contest at a time. And that's how we've done it so far, and that's how we're going to do it again this quarter.
Come on, boys.
Right? Remember the marathon runner? The whistle went, he runs, doesn't he? And he runs and he's focused and he keeps running. And when it gets hard, he pushes through it. And he pushes through it. When he gets to the winning line, he faints because he's that rooted. That's what we're going to do. Right? Like the boxer. We fight one more round. We get knocked down. We get up. We fight one more round. And I'll tell you something else, boys. We've got them on the ropes. So we're going to knock them out.
Fucking
over. Right, get in here.
Come on.
Righto, boys.
Didn't work.
Righto. So there's a little bit to come this week. There's some amazing content. Watch out, YouTube. Watch out. And there are more songs coming.
Well, one song's already been recorded, so that's possibly coming out next week. See what happens.
Desi Haynes needs a song before you trade him to Hawthorn.
Oh, we could do a song about Desi Haynes and his skimboard career.
Yes. And got to do it before he leaves, because he's not going to fucking leave. Coco, he's not leaving. He's not leaving. Relax. All right, boys. All right. I think that's about all.
Never surrender.
Never surrender.
Never surrender. Well, that was a very deep never surrender from me then.
It was good.
Very Gacy. But some can't even say his
name. It's Cornelio. Hey, boys. Tight game so far. Good arm wrestle. Swannies have kicked very well. No behinds. So we got 10 goals. 0 to 7 goals, 5. And looks like they're about to get another one. Oh, Sammy Taylor. Took his head off. Oh, this is a biff. This is a biff. Sanitizer's in there. Who else we got? Shook. Good stuff, sanitizer. Sniffing it out.
I got Packings on top of the game. Next hardest working player, maybe Coniglio. It might just be an oversight, but here's a chance to get it right. It's Coniglio. And Coniglio said third to him.
Cornelio for another.